Check the calendar for folks. 4th of July is this weekend. Falls on a weekend, which is normally annoying because you can't take as much time off as you would normally like to. But nevertheless, for all of us, it's kind of an easy deal, the 4th of July. We invite some friends over. The cuisine is, you know, fairly straightforward. Not a lot of pressure on us at our cookouts and grilling parties, right? It's just have a
dogs,
good time.
Yeah, ribs.
But if you're Bill Yasses, the White House pastry chef, it's a whole different story. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I would think that as the White House pastry chef, patriotic holidays like the 4th of July are a real pressure cooker for you. True or false?
Well, that is true. We have a lot of guests coming this weekend, and we do always try to coordinate the theme of whatever holiday is coming up with all the other departments. So there's a bit of work involved.
And, you know, just how does it work exactly? Do you hand out a menu to people on the White House staff and they cross stuff off or check something or, you know, in red markers say, where are the fritters? You know, that kind of
yes.
thing? That's
pretty close to what we do. Myself and the executive chef, Chris Comerford, we come up with the menu and we propose some items, or sometimes the social office will ask for particular items, and then there's kind of a back and forth, and we come up with a final menu.
And do you try to endear yourself to Michelle Obama and Barack Obama specifically to give you standing when you want to try something new, maybe the, like,
Chicago deep dish pizza?
Exactly, or even like the, you know, oyster milkshake.
Well, that's a good way to keep your job. I find that whether you're at the White House or any place, endearing yourself to your employers is always a good thing. And sure, we have we do that. We have the specialties that that the family likes.
What are those? What are those? A couple of those?
Well, traditional American desserts like crisps, cobblers, pies. We make our own homemade ice cream here. All of those things fit into most of our menus here at the White House.
But, Bill, are there certain things that on principle you refuse to do? Like someone requests Kraft macaroni and cheese and you say, I'm sorry, I can't. I took a vow. Never.
The situation has not come up. No one has
you
requested.
You are good.
We pretty much avoid any kind of processed foods here, and it's just not the kind of quality atmosphere that we want to create. But I must say, I serve at the pleasure of the president, and if he were to want Kraft cheese, he would be getting Kraft
you
cheese.
You bet. That, man, you are good. All right, do the kids have a vote? I imagine if you're the White House pastry chef, if I'm like an 11-year-old in the White House, you're my best buddy.
It's from the outside. It probably seems like paradise for children, but mom pretty much picks the menu.
Oh, man. Yeah, and she rules.
That's no fun.
She definitely rules. All right, so let's talk about dessert ideas, and we actually have one from your colleague, a co-author, actually. You guys wrote a book. Melissa Clark and Bill Yasses wrote the book called The Perfect Finish. And we're going to talk about a bundt cake dessert that I'm actually looking at right here. But what are your suggestions for 4th of July desserts? You got the sun, you got the weather. If you're outside, you know, there are perishability issues with desserts. What are your suggestions?
Well, definitely easy and quick and can be made in advance, all of which the bundt cake certainly represents. As you were saying, you want to have friends over. It's a relaxed day. I wouldn't try a souffle around the barbecue. I think a bundt cake, pies are certainly popular. Lots of fresh fruits. A crisp is something that's easy because you can put those fruits, whatever the seasonal fruits are. And we're having a terrific bumper crop here in the Virginia area of stone fruits, what we call plums, apricots, cherries, peaches, of course. They're just great this time of year. So I'd recommend maybe a few days before going to your local farmer's market and picking out the best fruits, washing them, cutting them up, putting them in a baking dish and covering it with a oatmeal crisp or a cobbler or even just a pie dough. That's perfect.
We understand. Let's talk about the dough for a minute. We understand that you have a reputation as the crust master there around the White House. Is that true or is that just a rumor?
So I've been told. If Let's put it this way. If I heard that word, I would respond, yes.
You would respond. All right. Hey, Crustmaster, come over here.
Yeah, probably so.
As long as the Secret Service doesn't say it. That's right.
I'd respond even quicker then.
Man, he's good. So Bill, do you have to be a Crustmaster if you're dealing with a bumper crop, as you've just said, of really great seasonal fruits because they are so juicy? You've got to have a crust that can handle that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the best part of any dessert is that crusty, flaky, fresh out of the oven texture and flavor.
All right. I'm eating your bundt cake. It's fantastic.
Good.
And the recipe is on our website. Melissa Clark prepared it for us this morning. It's fabulous.
Wonderful.
My question for you, thinking about Michelle Obama, is this healthy?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, there's several factors to health. We consider portion size important, so I hope you haven't eaten half the cake. Good ingredients, no processed foods, as I said, and the frequency that you have dessert. So probably use it as a treat and not every day.
And I just do it on Wednesdays, Bill. But thanks so much for being with us. Bill Yostis is the White House pastry chef. Back into the pressure cooker for Bill. He's got his work cut out for him. How many guests are you having this weekend?
Over 4,000.
There's nothing okay. Called to that.
What are you doing talking to us on the radio, pal? Bill Yostis, White House pastry chef. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.